Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk about drafts, prospects, the future. Oh, man, once, twice, three times some weeks. And, hey, don't forget to download us, like us at the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98, Gentman Jenkins on X. Of course, you can go to the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page and my Facebook page to check out these podcasts. And they're also part of the columns that I write for the website, odyssey.com, 97.1 The Ticket. You get my column in all those places. Hey, we appreciate you listening today. And today we're going to talk about the Lions and their possibility of them being a dynasty. And I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, all those things. Obviously, they need to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl this year. There's no guarantee of that. But they are the favorites. They are a team that has, I think, the deepest roster. And the combination of that with a quarterback that fits their system perfectly. And they have a coach that is very successful. So when I put all the combinations together, I do give the Lions the best chance of the teams that are remaining in the field to win the Super Bowl. And if they were to win, we talked about it some in another podcast, but we got all these athletes 24 younger in our town, but the vast majority of them are with the Lions. And they're signed long-term, and their veterans are signed long-term. You know, Ragnow, some people think he'll retire or whatever because he has that toe issue. But he's signed for next year. Decker's signed for next year. Goff is signed long-term. And they've got a number of players that are under their control for multiple years. The nucleus is clearly there already, with a lot of all-pro, Pro Bowl type of players, some that didn't even get that recognition. So is this team capable of doing that? And what in the NFL constitutes a dynasty? Was Denver a dynasty when they won back-to-back championships under Mike Shanahan? Or do you have to win more than two? So it's out there, Evan. Now, what are your thoughts on the Lions and the dynasty issue?
I think it's a great question, because in order to be a dynasty, do you need to win the major championship? I would say yes. And the reason I say that is because you could argue those Bills of the 90s, those were dynasties. Like, they got to the Super Bowl four times in a row.
Right.
Unfortunately, they just didn't win one. I think when talking dynasty, I think consistency needs to be there. And when I say that, I mean the head coach. Players are always going to change. I understand that. But if the head coach maintains, I mean, look at Belichick with the New England Patriots. I mean, yes, Tom Brady was there, but that all started with Drew Bledsoe before Tom Brady even started playing for him. So I do think the Lions have a great opportunity to actually have a dynasty, because you're right, Pat. This team is not going to change its stars from year to year, because they lock those young guys up. And you mentioned like Decker and Ragnow, and Frank Ragnow has been very adamant that he would play out his contract. And like you said, he has one more year left. So for years to come, I expect the Lions to compete for championships, but I think you need to win three in a matter of a decade in order to be considered that, but also be in the playoffs those other 7 years.
Well, you've had the obvious dynasty of our most recent times. That was the Patriots, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and if you look through NFL history, there have been a number of dynasties. Now, I would look at the Dolphins back in the day, who won back-to-back Super Bowls, one of them undefeated team, as a dynasty. They went to three Super Bowls, won two, and were undefeated, the only undefeated team in the history of the NFL. I would call them a dynasty. Would I look at the Denver teams of, I mentioned Shanahan and Elway, would they be a dynasty? I don't know. I feel differently than I do about the Dolphins. I don't know why. But, you know, because they did accomplish basically the same thing, right?
Right.
I definitely know the Packers of Lombardi way back in the day were a dynasty. They won five championships in 7 years, including the first two Super Bowls. That's a dynasty.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack $3.97 per pound. Limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I do know the Steelers of my youth, which were the 70s, early 80s, but I think it was just the 70s that they won the titles. That's definitely a dynasty when you win four Super Bowls in a decade. I think there's no question that the 49ers of Joe Montana and the last Super Bowl championship with Steve Young, that was a dynasty. And then we have the Patriots. So, to me, those are the dynasties.
What about the Cowboys of the early 90s?
Definitely a dynasty. I forgot to mention them. They won three titles. They're without question.
And there's one currently going on in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Correct. Correct.
And I think, listen, if the Lions can get to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, which I think everybody's wanted since game one of the 2023 season. You're speaking of two teams that could potentially be in that spot for years to come. Now,
well,
I do
the Lions could be knocking them off their top part.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Kelsey's getting older. He's not going to get any better than what he is right now. You have a lot of questions with their receivers. I mean, their defense still remains pretty damn dominant. And Patrick Mahomes, I think, until he shows otherwise, is, you know, a top-tier quarterback in the NFL. But I could compare them to the Lions to the Kansas City Chiefs team, because think about it. If they go to the NFC title game in 24, 25, 26, 27, the Lions, and they win one of those, we're right on the cusp of being that dynasty in the NFL and being the team that everybody wants to emulate. And that is such like a top for the hat right there. Like, Pat, I never thought I would say it. I'm going to always go back to that because I'm 41 years old. And that's a lot of days that you thought and you dreamed of the Lions winning a Super Bowl. Like, I used to do it in Madden and be like, yeah, this is awesome. It's never going to happen, but it's a video game. But now we're looking at it and they might get it done, Pat.
Well, they're set up to do that more than any other team. I would say the Eagles have a roster that's similar to theirs. obviously the Ravens are really, really good. And it depends on how you view the Bills. Their quarterback is outstanding, and obviously they have some good players. But I feel more than any other team. The one thing you said it, quarterbacks move on. Most of these teams have just had one quarterback. The Steelers had Bradshaw. The Packers had Bart Starr. The Dolphins had Brian Greasy's father. You look at the 49ers, they were one team that shifted out of that because they had Steve Young win the final one. But Montana won, what was it, four titles. The Chiefs with Mahomes, Patriots with Brady. All these teams have that common element to them. So when you look at it, that's the bottom line about it. But some of these other teams are playing maybe for dynasty status too. The Eagles, they won a championship in 2018. So if they were to win this year and then put together another one, they would be in that category. The Rams come on like gangbusters if they were to win one. And I'm telling you, if Stafford gets that team over into the Super Bowl, that solidifies his Hall of Fame spot, doesn't it?
Because I kind of thought he was there already before, just based on numbers alone, Pat. And you go and look at it, and the man has done everything that you could ever ask for with the quarterback. And you speak of the Eagles, and that might be one team where you're going to see multiple quarterbacks win a title, because not only was Carson Wentz their star throughout the year, but then Nick Foles won it, and then they made the transition into Jalen Hurts. And you look at what they're doing, and with their coach, a lot of people think that their coach is worthless, and they look at him and they say, what does he do? And yeah, then I go look at the and I look at the Lions, and I'm like, Dan Campbell's kind of in the same boat, to where, yeah, they're just standing there on the sidelines, but it's the work that you put in throughout the week that gets them there. And Pat, I think when speaking of a dynasty with the Detroit Lions, the thing that you said to start off is that, you know, there's a lot of 24 and under kids on this team. And what that means to me is that they haven't even gotten to the tip of the scale of how good they can actually be.
Right.
And that's the scary part, I think, for the rest of the league, is that, yeah, they're good now, but imagine what they could be in a year from now.
Right. I don't think Hutch has played his best football. I don't think Sewell's played his best football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I don't know. It'd be hard to improve from what he is. Penei Sewell, as good as he is, I don't think he's played his best football. You go down the list, and players like Branch, Kirby Joseph, Jack Campbell take major step forwards this year. So their defense, which people were really thinking didn't have a lot of premier players, definitely have premier players when you're talking about players like that along with Hutch. That's four real core pieces on their defense now. And that depends on what happens with Terry and Arnold and players like Rakestraw, who's been hurt this year, moving forward.
And that's what I was just going to say, is that their secondary is actually – really, really young. I mean, Kirby Joseph is going to end up getting himself paid, whether it's here or elsewhere. And good for him, and he deserves it. First team All Pro. I mean, he was shied from the Pro Bowl, but I think he got the award that players really, really want. And you're right about Terry and Arnold, the kid that I think is really coming into his own. I mean, they put him right out into the fire from game one. And right. Yes, he had a lot of PIs early on in the year, but you haven't really heard his name called a lot as of late. He went down with that foot injury, but it seems like he's going to be back against the game against the Commanders. And to put rookie corners in pressure-packed situations where, you know, he's going to have to go up against, you know, Terry McLaurin or some of these other guys and sharpen his teeth, to where next year, I mean, this kid's going to come in as a full-blown vet, and you expect him to be your one corner.
Yeah, so those things. But the one factor I think a lot of people in our town are kind of freaking out about is what – obviously Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are going to get head coaching jobs. I'd be stunned if they don't this offseason. They're both primed for it. They're both ready for it. If they leave, would that preclude a dynasty for the Lions? I don't think so. I honestly don't, because the things that they brought forward are here. And whoever takes over is going to have the benefit of Dan Campbell knowing those things and how to have them implement them.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. Go look at those Patriots teams. How many offensive and defensive coordinators did that team lose over all of those years becoming head coaches throughout the NFL? And I think the most consistent thing in what I said to start off was is the head coach. I mean, if you look at the Lions from the time that Dan Campbell took over, I do believe this is his offense. You know, he had Anthony Lynn in here to start off his tenure with the Lions. And fired him, what, 8 games into the year or something like that, and moved on to Ben Johnson, who was a guy that was here under Matt Patricia, but he bought into what Dan Campbell was preaching and teaching and his philosophies within the game. You go look at Aaron Glenn on the other side of the football, and, I mean, he's been heavily criticized since he's been here in Detroit. If there was one weakness, it was the defense. But then you go look at those last couple game plans that he's put together with a depleted defense. You're like, this guy can do no wrong. Like, he sees it in a different way than it seems like other coaches do. And so I would be, personally, I would be more afraid of the defense taking a step back under a different guy than the offense. But having said that, I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah. Well, I think they're when you just look at the high-end talent, and like I said, I'm not trying to get ahead of everything, but I've heard a lot about like every different thing that can go wrong for the Lions, and it really gets down to a lot of times a stretch because we're really looking for things. But I was thinking on the flip side of this, they might not win the Super Bowl this year. I'd give them like a 25% chance, and that may be generous of winning it. I mean, they're the favorites, but these other teams are about equal with them. I would probably put the Texans down a little bit, although their defense has played very well in a lot of games.
Yeah, especially against the Lions.
So there's a lot there. But the Ravens, the Bills, certainly the Chiefs, you still got to put them up there. The Eagles, and the Rams have rebuilt remarkably quickly. You know, Kyron Williams, 5th-round pick. They got a number of 3rd-round picks that have just come through. Has done a terrific job there. Fisk, that kid from Florida State, they added a lot to their team to make it formidable. And I wonder if Aaron Glenn's like, oh, man, I should have stuck around. I might get another ring. Aaron Donald, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Like, Pat, which team out of the teams left in the playoffs do you think would give the Lions the most fits? AFC or NFC?
Ravens.
That's what I think. I think that two-headed monster in the backfield is so scary, not only for the Lions defensively, but any team defensively. And now the fact that Lamar Jackson has become a pretty damn good passer in this league, I think it's theirs to lose. I understand the Lions are the favorites, but to me, I think they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl just because of their weapons. And then look at their defense. I mean, a John Harbaugh defense is always going to be good. So, I mean, that's the team that I would fear.
Well, they started out poorly, but by the end of the year, you know, they were their points allowed was down to 21.2. So it's not much worse than what it would normally be under 20. So they got a lot better on defense. They really did as time went on. I still don't think their defense is that good, and I think their offense is a thing that's scary. But Jackson, I've seen what he can do to the Lions. I've seen that firsthand. Also, I would say after that, the team would be the Rams. That team right now with Nacua rolling like he is, Stafford rolling like he is, Kyron Williams in the backfield, that's a really good team, and they're better defensively than people think. And they won't be – they've been in the Ford Field and been around that twice. And both games, one was a one-point game, legitimate one-point game. The other one was overtime. Yep. So, and Stafford can get hotter than a firecracker, man. He really can. So I don't like Sean McVay just because of what he did to a Goff. I thought that, and I usually don't say I don't like some, you know, buddy that's in the league or whatever. It's not my job to have some kind of personal, hey, I don't like this guy. But I didn't like what he did to Goff. I thought it was terrible, but he's a great coach. So, and that organization knows how to draft and develop players. So that team would be number 2 on the list. Kansas City would be and Buffalo probably tied along with the Eagles. The one problem with the Eagles, Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell gave them a big lift.
Yeah.
But you know, they have a little issue with N'Kobe Dean. I don't know how healthy he is.
He's out for the year. They said he tore something in his knee, so he won't play again.
Yeah, so that's going to be a situation. Jalen Carter's really good in the middle. They got a lot of players.
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
Offensively, they match the Lions. Their offensive line's as good as the Lions. Their receivers are probably better. If you
overall
take Odell, yeah. Their running back's better, which is saying something given how good Gibbs is. But their quarterback, I just don't know about Hurts at this point. I know he gassed the Lions with runs when they played him before, but I don't know. So
now,
that's how I kind of rate it. But I think the Ravens, there's something about Lamar Jackson matchup against the Lions that's going to be a tough one in conjunction with friggin' Derrick Henry. And then the other one is when you look at Stafford and the Rams. That's how I look
at it. No, I agree with that assessment. And Pat, you know me with the Lions. I've been a pessimist. We sat in that basement many a times, watched unbelievable losses. And I'm lucky enough that my father-in-law is a season ticket holder. So my wife and I are going with him this Saturday. And this might be the first time since I was 10 years old that I was excited for a Lions game. And that's saying a lot. I mean, that's a 30-year gap. I'm going back to like 93 when they played the Eagles and Lomas Brown guaranteed it. I remember exactly where I was getting excited for that game, and it was over before it began, essentially. So, Pat, I think
I'm not expecting this one to be 51-7 in the third quarter like that one was.
No, well, it could be for the Lions. I mean,
yeah, it could be.
The way like things are chances. Going for them.
I like their chances against the Commanders, really. But, again, you never know what's going to happen, right?
No, you don't. But to I guess, wrap it all up in a neat, tidy little bow, this team is on the cusp of being able to do what needs to be done for a dynasty, Pat. And if everything goes as planned, I think at this time next year, and we talk about the same situation, I think we might be saying that D word with the Lions.
Yeah, well, appreciate you listening today. Don't forget, subscribe to us, iTunes Store, Google Play Store, or download us at Odyssey.com. Appreciate all the love and support we've gotten for the podcast, all the listenership. And until next time, we'll talk to you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.